This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Renee Davis. Renee is a nurse educator extraordinaire. We're going to ask Renee a number of questions about what she does and how she does it. Renee, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Hi. Well, Scott, thank you so much for having me on your platform, on your podcast. I just want to say that, and I do appreciate the time to be on here with you today. So as you said, my name is Renee Davis. I am a nurse educator. I've been a nurse for 18 years. Seven of those years I was in the clinical arena, inpatient, outpatient, and in home care. And then for the last 11 years, I've been working within nursing education, and I absolutely love it. And for the past 2 years, or almost 2 years, I started my consulting business as the founder and CEO of ProDevo Design and Consulting.
Well, congratulations. Take a moment and tell us about your consulting company, just a moment, so I want to get into asking you questions about nurse education and so forth.
Sure. Well, ProDevo actually came out of a need that I saw within nursing education. So like I said, I've been in nursing education for the last 11 years. I'm a board-certified nursing professional development specialist, and that's a lot of words. But in a nutshell, I'm basically a nurse educator, mainly within professional development. So I teach nurses, current nurses that have their license, et cetera. And so if they're coming through orientation and a hospital setting, et cetera, that is mainly the professional development realm. But I do wear another hat where I also teach in academia as adjunct faculty for two institutions out here in New York, in the New York area. And so I found while being in nursing education, I've always been one, ever since a child, I've always been one to be fascinated with technology and just kind of tinkering with it and working with it. I was never one to read instructions when I got a new piece of technology. I just kind of went at it as soon as I got it. And that stuff always excited me. And as I grew, and then I grew in this profession, and I went into nursing education, which I realized was a passion of mine, after a number of experiences that I had, both educators that influenced me and the fact that I was able to influence students and current nurses, I saw that there was a gap. And that gap was that we were losing learner engagement. Our learners were actually swiftly, I was about to say slowly, but they were swiftly changing right in front of our eyes. And I saw that our educators needed some help with that. I saw that our educators were not really prepared to handle the new learners that were coming our way, and not necessarily new in terms of generation, but that's a big part of it, but also just new life, just in the sense that folks were accessing and learning differently. And nurse educators, the educators that I was exposed to and around, we just weren't prepared. We weren't really prepared. And so I saw a problem. And so that's when I decided that I'd like to start mine. And I was doing that all along, where I was consulting with other hospitals. I used to work for a large health system out here in New York, and I was basically consulting with other hospitals on how they can enhance their learner engagement of their nurse learners. And so I decided, you know, I might as well pretty much start that on my own and kind of take a leap of faith, as they call it. And with the support of my family and friends, I decided to go on my own venture to try to help nurse educators to enhance learner engagement.
No, thank you very, very much. And tell us, Renee, what works in nurse education today? What are the core things that sort of work? Some thoughts there.
So nursing education is not that much different from, you know, our regular, you know, education in the schools. We have the same, you know, we have learners that are coming in, and obviously this is a very specific area. We're not teaching students, you know, social studies and science and math, et cetera. However, it's a very specific area. But what works are a number of things. Our educators that are willing to change their mindset and have an open mind. I realized that along my path is that a lot of this is a mindset thing. So we go into this profession as nurses, or even in the medicine field, where, you know, we have this very traditional way of learning, right? We come to class, we sit down, we listen to very long lectures, and copious amounts of, while it's important information, copious amounts of information. And, you know, we're not really realizing that our learners need to be in the driver's seat, especially current day 21st century learners. They need to be in the driver's seat. We need to understand their preferences, their learning preferences. But we also need to realize that they're coming in, like I alluded to before, with my intrigue of technology. These learners are coming in with the technology in their hands. And our educators, and particularly in nursing, but I also find this in other areas in healthcare, our educators are still going to the old favorites of using these long slideshows and, you know, these presentations. That's not really gripping our learners. Learners need to do, they need to be immersed. Learners of today, I should specify, need to be immersed. They need to be doing. They need to learn by doing. And they're also going to have that technology in their hands. So why don't we, as opposed to spending half of the class asking them to put away their devices, my whole thing has been, let's use their devices for a purpose. And so that's what works. That's what I've seen it myself in my own, you know, unofficial research and just in my own practice, where I start using the technology that my learners are coming in with. And I've seen dramatic shifts in engagement, dramatic. And not only engagement, but also being able to retain the information and being able to demonstrate that if we need to in a simulated environment. And also even once they get out into patient care and being able to translate that to their patient care.
So really, as I hear you, it's much more what we think of as engaged learning today. Yes. Action, back and forth, not just one way, not just sort of somebody lecturing to somebody and hoping the person take notes. It's much more interactive today. Talk about what doesn't work in education and why it doesn't work today and why people have had to move towards this more interactive effort all the way around.
All the way around. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. What doesn't work, like I mentioned before, are those long lectures, those stand and deliver, you know, coming in and, you know, we have these slide presentations on whatever slides, software that one chooses to use, you know, PowerPoint, et cetera, that seems to be a favorite. And don't get me wrong, I have nothing wrong with PowerPoint. I have to use it often when I do my speaking engagements, because as a speaker, you're never promised Wi-Fi, but I like to use other things. And so I like to think outside of the box. I like to think differently, right? And Steve Jobs was onto something when he talked about thinking differently. And I think in nursing education, that's what we need to do. And so what's not working is the long lectures. And then we've moved from long lectures to long e-learning, right? And long online modules where folks are just expected to sit there and read all this information. And if we haven't figured it out already, people don't read. We don't read anymore. Unfortunately, it's just not happening anymore. People are accessing information and learning in so many different ways. And we need to do a better job as educators, especially of nurses that are nurses where we're providing that direct patient care. We're with the patient a lot more than our other colleagues within healthcare. And in order for us to retain that information, we need to have information that's accessible. So making it, you know, mobile friendly, thinking of our education more mobile friendly. If we're putting, you know, a whole novel on one, you know, PowerPoint slide, you cannot expect someone to be able to read that on their devices. We need to make it easy for them to access it, because folks will get frustrated. Right. And so, again, what's not working, those long lectures, and then, or those that are saying, okay, well, I'm going to move to e-learning now because they say that that's what we have to do. Okay. But then not using e-learning correctly. So making that, you know, super long and not making it interactive and, you know, putting in knowledge check questions or trying some games or trying something else to snap the learner back into focus. Those are the things that's not working.
Thank you. And to switch topics for just one moment. When you look at everything, nurse education, obviously raising your magnificent children, what's exciting to you today? When you look at the healthcare world, all the challenges and struggles, what excites you today? What gets you up in the morning and says, this is great and interesting, and thank God I'm alive? What's exciting to you today?
What's exciting to me, outside of my three wonderful children that you mentioned just now, and my husband and my family in general, what's exciting to me, though, in profession-wise, is the tech and innovation. You know, right now we're in, I'm not sure, if, you know, if you've heard of it, you know, it's been a thing going on, but right now we're in what the World Health Organization described as the Year of the Nurse and the Midwife. And so what's so exciting is that I'm seeing, I'm an avid, I live on LinkedIn. That's my social media of preference. And so I am so excited when I wake up and I see you know, so much tech and innovation going on within nursing. So we're trying, we're getting there. A lot of it is tech and innovation that's being used directly at the point of care, meaning right at the bedside or right at the exam table or right in the patient's home, et cetera. So it's really directly impacting it. I'm not seeing that much in nursing education, but I'd like to see it. And I think in general, nurse educators are excited about technology and integrating it, not just saying, okay, well, I'm going to throw in a game. I'm not really sure how to use it, but I'm just going to throw it in because somebody's telling me that, you know, that's what we should do. They're excited to use it, but the problem is, you know, we get back to our sites, we hear great, you know, speeches and things like that about how to use, you know, technology more in education. And then we get back to our sites and we may not have the support from leadership, or we may not even just have it in ourselves to take that next step to implement it, right? We hear about it, we take all these notes and et cetera, and we hear about it. So what I'm excited is that there's a lot more talk about tech and innovation specifically in nursing. And we're really getting the noteworthy time, you know, right now, you know, this year. And that's truly really exciting for me.
Well, fantastic. And Renee, finally, how do people learn more about you if they want to read about you, find you on LinkedIn, learn about what you're doing, hire you? How do people learn more about you?
So if you'd like to learn more about me and ProDevo Design and Consulting, where I help nurse educators, as I mentioned before, enhance their nurse learner engagement with the integration of educational technology tools and platforms. And I empower nurse educators with that knowledge and confidence, mindset shift, and tech tools to do so. You can find me on my website. It's www.prodevogroup.com. And I also, like I said, live on LinkedIn. That is my number one source of social media. Definitely can connect with me there, as I also not only consult and provide workshops and training sessions, I also do a number of speaking engagements, both locally here in New York and nationally. I'm on LinkedIn at Renee Davis. I'm also on Twitter. My handle there is at ProDevo. And I'm also on Facebook under Renee Davis. And I have a special page for ProDevo Design and Consulting.
Well, that's fantastic. What a great pleasure to visit with you, Renee. I wish you great luck. I hope that the conference schedule gets going again as the world sort of slowed down on in-person events and conferences. You'll be back to keynote speaking, or I'm sure you're still doing a lot of it. And what a pleasure to visit with you.
I am, locally, yeah.
Well, thank you so much. What a great pleasure to visit with you. You're magnificent. Thank you, Renee.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Scott, for this wonderful platform. I appreciate it.